Et aussi dans les notre sponsors Epic Insurance, Robert Perron Plumbing, Prairie Roan Rice, Villeplatte Transmission, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Blake's Pharmacy, Pizza Shack, Bearwood Furniture Center et le Lakeview RV Park. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme tous les jeudis à 16h ici. Et on a pré-invité tous vos gens pour donner, considérer pour donner les gens un phone call ce matin pour charler avec moi et Charlie. Et bonjour, Charlie Manuel, comment ça va?
Marc, je vais te dire que j'ai commencé à être tracassé ce matin en venant à l'ouvrage.
Oh.
Le brouillard était assez épais et je ne pouvais plus le couper et je ne connaissais plus où c'était.
It was thick, Charlie. I know I came to work, and it was thick. All the way from Turkey Creek all the way to Villeplatte, it was thick.
T'avais mis ça dessus, automatic drive, peut-être?
Froche.
Tu connais, il y a, ça monte, c'est char, ça se guide dans autre même, dessus les highways. Écoute, moi, j'ai commencé à croire que je suis out of style.
Yeah, those new ones. I drove one of those new electric. I rode one of those electric cars a year ago, and the man took his hands off the wheel, and it kept driving by itself.
Oui, mais j'aime bien avoir contrôle de la rue, comment ça peut drive.
Oh boy, that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, c'est comme ça. C'est là. Tu vois, les jeunes monde va dire, oh, t'es vieux, toi. Tu comprends pas ça. Là. C'est pas vrai. Mais c'est correct, j'aime mieux être vieux et sauve que jeune que et risquer les affaires.
That's it. Et qui c'est notre mot du jour à ce matin sur le programme, Charlie?
T'as besoin d'un mot du jour?
Yes, sir.
Alors, je crois que je peux te fournir un mot du jour.
All right.
How about take?
Take?
T-A-K-E. Take.
Prendre?
Prendre is one, yeah.
All right.
Ou attraper?
Tenir
is to hold.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's to take. How about taking advantage of an opportunity?
Oh, pour prendre avantage à la, I don't know, Charlie.
Prendre avantage d'une chance.
La chance.
Oh, a special delivery.
Who,
that must be from.
From who?
From Suki. I could almost
John
guess.
John Vidrine?
Suki, next time Suki's going to hit the front door, just call me. I'll go lasso him.
He don't want to come on the radio.
Oh, no, il est honteux.
Look at that, Charlie.
Il est honteux.
Look at that. Unbelievable.
He made me
honteux. Oh, you're not forgotten today. Pauvre petite bête. Il l'a soigné.
So,
I know why.
He posted him on Facebook all this morning.
Garza, Charlie, Garza.
Hey, good.
He said you can freeze him for Thanksgiving.
Je peux moi après manger un morceau de ça. Avec une grosse tasse de café, ça, Becky.
So, let's get Miss Becky to bring us some forks.
Becky,
and some...
Va pas trop loin, Becky. Viens voir ici, Becky.
I don't know if we have some forks.
Or whatever.
Viens voir, Becky. Becky, viens voir. Marc, on va mettre Becky dans l'affaire ce matin.
OK.
Regarde, Becky. Comme ça, là. Oh, look, calm. On peut le tenir comme
yeah,
ça.
Yeah, pose it there, Charlie.
Wow, ça s'appelle ça dans un livre, ça, là. Oh, look how pretty that is.
What about you?
No.
I'll tell you what, it's done to perfection.
Tu crois ça, Charlie?
Oh, je peux proche goûter ça sans commencer à prendre bouchée, moi.
So we want to thank Mr. John Vidrine, and they call his nickname is what?
Suki.
Suki. Thank you for the pecan pies, homemade pecan pies. I can smell them from here, Charlie.
Okay, I'm about taking a time to... Dear merci beaucoup à Suki.
That's it. So thank you, Suki. for those delicious pies. And while we indulge in that, on va prendre un petit break et on va écouter un message pour Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center.
Do you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. 363-2124. And we're waiting for that cup of coffee so that we can kind of sample un petit morceau de la tarte de... How do you say it in French, pecan pie? And tarte de pecan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Va dire qui, non? C'est les prochains, si bon. L'autre jour, il m'avait emmené des persimmons.
How would you say that in French?
Ah, non, ah, je peux... Je peux pas attraper des plaquemines.
Des tartes de plaquemines.
Oh, puis ils sont bons aussi. Mais là, j'avais un autre ami qui m'en avait donné. Mais c'est deux différentes qualités. Et moi, j'avais été dit que les plaquemines ne font pas des graines.
Oh.
Ah, moi, je vais dire quelque chose. J'ai eu un ou deux de les plaquemines à Suki. Tu avais des graines dedans. C'est une différente qualité. Mais dans tous les cas, le prix coûtant était... Je sais, j'ai bien joué l'affaire. Ça fait un bon déjeuner, ça. Hein. Mais ça me dit ça ici, là, si tu prends ces plaquemines, tu peux faire une bonne tarte avec.
Oh.
Ça m'a été dit. Moi, je ne l'ai jamais essayé encore. Mais je n'ai jamais eu assez pour essayer parce que c'est là que j'ai eu juste assez pour mon manger. Puis c'est bon. Mais je vais dire qui, tandis qu'on a pu espérer, moi, je vais aller pour Vieux-Plat Transmission.
OK.
Le Vieux-Plat Transmission dit, si vous êtes à pu avoir du tracas avec votre transmission, qu'on ne va pas quitter les experts en Vieux-Plat Transmission LLC ici dans la Vieux-Plat, moyen les tracas pour vous autres. Ça peut vous offrir en-dessus de 45 ans d'expérience. Vieux-Plat Transmission va travailler sur n'importe qui marque, modèle, standard ou automatique, domestic ou import, tout ça, c'est aussi. Et ils sont votre Electronic Overdrive Specialist. Et ça vous offre les warranties au travers de la nation. Et ça peut vous offrir free local towing avec les major repairs, le service d'une journée. Dans un tas de cas, au travers de 100 sites, ça vous offre le financing intervalable pour cela, t'es approuvé par-dessus tout ça. Ça fait, vous allez tout le temps sortir loin avant, quand vous allez dire avec M. Alan Moore. Il accepte Fuelman et ils sont vers le lundi au jeudi, 8h à 5h, et le vendredi par appointement à 1014 West Lincoln, 1014 West Lincoln. Et vous pouvez les appeler à 363-483-8997. Vieux-Plat Transmission, LLC, Transmission Professionals at your service, Mr. Alan Moore.
Okay, we want to hear from our listeners on this Thursday morning, Charlie. Did you look at the, you know, it's going to be cold this weekend, down in the 30s, according to Dave's weather forecast. But did you look at next week's weather?
No, but I saw this week about the Lashley.
But how about next Wednesday morning, Charlie?
No.
Did you look ahead?
J'ai pas regardé en si loin ça, Mark.
Tuesday, that big Arctic front is coming through, and a little chance of rain. But then Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, our low 25 to 27 degrees.
Mm-mm-mm.
Only 20. And I'm shocked because I don't remember ever getting below freezing weather this early in the season, Charlie.
That's going to put us in competition with Miss Penny.
She could also?
She's always, when we say 30, she says 14, and she keeps going further down as we go on this. We can't catch up with her.
Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, our low around 26 or 27 degrees. Ça c'est frio, Charlie.
Comme si nos vieux partenaires, ça c'est plus fraîche. Ça c'est frio.
Exactement.
Oh, Lord, day, though.
So put another log on the fire, eh, Charlie?
Pour sortir les longs jambes, Mark.
Exactement. Gumbo weather.
Je ne sais plus si je peux me trouver, mais longtemps. Il y a assez longtemps, je ne les ai pas usés.
And it seemed like just a while back, we talked about how hot it was. And now, look, we're going in the extreme, in the other direction.
That's what we love about Louisiana.
We have no fall over here, Charlie. We go from hot, hot, hot weather to cold, cold, cold weather.
But that's what we love about Louisiana, Mark. Like the old saying goes, you don't like the weather, just hang around. It'll change.
It'll change.
So, I wouldn't trade living elsewhere.
Oh, me either.
On this, because elsewhere, they've all got their problems. They've got the tornadoes that hit them on a regular basis. We're getting to have those also. But then they have the snowstorms and the sandstorms and the dust storms. And, oh, yeah, toute qualité des storms. Les autres, les ouragans, les hurricanes, ça c'est juste une fois par an, donc.
Mm-hmm.
Ça fait, moi je vais rester ici dans la ville plate.
Exactement, me too. I second that motion. We're going to take a break. Talking about food, Charlie, let's talk about our good friend John over at Cajun Catfish Buffet.
Tired of the fast food and the same old meal routine? How about enjoying a delicious meal at Cajun Catfish Buffet, located just north of Ville Platte on Highway 167? Stop in this Friday or Saturday and enjoy their crab extravaganza on their all-you-can-eat buffet. You can indulge in Alaskan snow crabs, Dungeness crabs, blue crabs, Jonah claws, along with Gulf shrimp. Their large buffet includes over 30 items to choose from. Wednesday night is Senior Citizens Night, just $14.99 per person for those seniors age 55 and older. Their Wednesday buffet includes fried oysters and fresh blue crabs. Thursday night, their two can eat for the price of one is still going on. Two buffets, just $30, $9.99 for children. Cajun Catfish Buffet is open 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday nights. Bring your appetite and enjoy a delicious, authentic Cajun meal at Cajun Catfish Buffet, Highway 167 north of Ville Platte.
All right. Thank you very much. And don't forget, the phone lines are open. You're invited to give us a call sur La Tasse de Café at 337-363-2124. 337-363-2124. You got your coffee, Charlie.
Oh, j'ai ma. Oh, good. Je peux la sentir avant, je la goûte. C'est doit être un paquet fraîche. Oh, tu dis ça, c'est bon, ouais. Tu connais, Marc, toi, tu connais pas ça parce que tu bois pas du café. Mais quand c'est un paquet fraîche, là, il a un différent goût, ouais.
You can taste the difference when it's really fresh, Charlie.
Quand le café là, vient un peu vieux, là, il a un différent goût.
So this tastes fresh?
Comment ça dit ça? Plus vieux il est, il va venir un petit brin plus homard.
Homard. Now, what does that mean? I've heard that term before. Homard.
Homard.
How do you say that in English?
That's sour.
Sour. Homard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Got it.
Si vous devriez boire du café, tu connaisserais tout ça. Oh, Mark, qui m'ont parlé?
Et fourchette, t'as un couteau, t'es paré pour manger un morceau de tarte,
Charles? Pasta. Okay. Non, pas de mangeage dessus le programme ce matin.
OK, on va espérer.
On va sentir ça. Ça peut nous donner la cruauté.
Oh, yay.
Mais in the meantime, qui m'ont charlé pour le Bearwood Furniture Center? Ça, c'est la place, ils sont entre Sunset et 40 Crossen Place. Et vous savez, vous autres devrez aller puis visiter. Et vous autres vont être sortis beaucoup, beaucoup, bien, bien surpris et bien satisfaits. Parce que vous autres peuvent faire un morceau de butin comme vous autres le veut être fait. Ça, c'est la moyenne pour aller chez ce site-là. On va dire, s'il y a longtemps, t'as pu vouloir un table fait ton cip. Et, non, l'année qui vient, oh non, plus tard. Va, écoute, ces mondes ici là va vous arranger ça, là, ils vont la préparer. Sera une beauté. Et serait un vrai bon présent pour la fête de Christmas, t'as pu venir, ce qu'on est, on veut pas admettre ça, mais dans quelques semaines, on va être appelé la cloche de Santa Claus. Ça fait annonce préparée d'avance.
It's coming fast, Charlie.
Ah, mais on va manger le dinde avant tout ça, mais yeah. Donne la chance à ces mondes-là de se préparer d'avance. Ça, c'est le Bearwood Furniture Center. Là, on peut les appeler à 337-896-5203. J'arrive avec nous autres, ils vont le faire pour votre specification. Pour, you see, le bras. Satisfaire votre rêve de Chissardland. Venez puis visiter avec les vaillants mondes et en autres, ils seront parés pour vous servir. Ils seront contents de vous voir arriver et vous allez être contents d'être capable d'avoir eu deal avec le Bearwood Furniture Center, juste à côté de l'NST 49, entre Sunset et Carancro, à 4975 Northwest Evangeline Thruway. Appelez-les à 337-896-5203.
Okay, Charlie, bien merci. And you know what? 3 weeks from today, what day is going to take? What's going to take place? Dans 3 semaines, Charlie.
Get yours. Gobble.
It's Thanksgiving. 3 weeks from today. That's how fast it's coming, Charlie.
Écoute, va dire que tu vas marcher. You see, y a des dernières stèles. Quand ça doit venir, ça, ils sont gone. Ça veut pas rester autour. Je connais pas qui, ils ont peur.
So a turkey in French sand, Dan.
Oui.
Okay. I wonder how that came. And if you go to France, c'est le même mot.
Mais là, moi, je suis pas dans la France.
I wonder if our friend Laurent is listening in, if that's how you say a turkey.
Mais quelqu'un peut nous appeler et nous dire oui ou non, si on est bien ou on n'est pas bien.
Do you remember celebrating Thanksgiving when you were a little boy in the country, Charlie? Or that's just, that
oh,
came
yeah.
later?
Oh, ça, c'était une grande fête.
It was?
Mais je vais te dire que dans ces années, ça n'élevait pas les dindes. Ça fait, on avait des autres choses à manger.
Something else good to eat.
Une petite poule grasse.
C'est pas mauvais.
Maman aurait mis une poule à la cage, elle commençait à l'engraisser. Une fille du maillé et tout ça, là, écoute. Quand le temps venait, le
duc. Fatten her up, hein?
Oh, yeah. Oh, un bon petit... rôti de viande de cochon.
Ooh.
Un petit rôti a été piqué à l'ail, bien préparé avec tous les assaisonnements, mis dans le bas du stove. Oh, look at now. Ça va aller bien avec les tartes en pacon, là.
Let's take a call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Charlie and Mr. Mark.
Good morning. How
good
you
morning,
doing this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mark. I listen to your early morning show every day, Mr. Mark. And yesterday I heard you say the great Sally Fields was 73 years old yesterday. And I want to see how many people remember Sally Fields in the movies and her early days and Gidget and the Flying Nun and all of that. I want to see how many people remember her.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
Steven, how did she manage to fly like that as a nun?
Well, that must have been really something, huh?
I tell you what, I'm sure other nuns have tried it, and none of them have been able to do what she did.
Yeah, she was such a great actress.
Smokey and good. The Bandit, too. You remember that movie?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. Maybe one of these days it'll be your turn, Stephen.
Oh, yeah.
To be a famous person.
I want to see how many people remember her. She was a wonderful, wonderful person in the movie and on TV.
She was.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, Stephen, 363-2124. Let's talk about our good friends over at Perry, Pete Ford, and Eunice, Charlie.
Perry Pete Ford Company is your Ford dealer in Eunice, offering new and used Ford automobiles, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks all at great prices. Come in and let one of their professional salespeople show you their huge selections to choose from. You'll find the car or truck of your dream from their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find that right vehicle for you. If you're looking for a great deal on a Ford truck, you'll find it at Perry Pete Ford in Eunice. The Ford F-150 is the ultimate work truck, featuring impressive torque and fuel economy. They offer new and pre-owned trucks, and they offer factory incentives, low finance rates, factory warranties, and most important, a friendly staff and professional service. Come in and have a cup of coffee with them. Let them show you why more and more people shop at Perry Pete Ford, 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, or phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Go by and say hello to Perry and Tim and the whole crew over at Perry Pete and tell them that you heard this message on KVPI La Tasta Cafe.
Mark, we were talking about holidays on this over here. Let's back up one step on this. Monday is a holiday.
Le jour de vétéran.
C'est beaucoup important.
That's it.
C'est pas, on va dire, c'est pas un fête en regard du manger, mais c'est un fête en regard de notre liberté.
Totally.
Et va dire qui, Mark, si on commence pas à se guetter, peut-être on aura plus de jour de vétéran. Avant ça finit, la moyen ça peut aller avec notre affaire là.
Exactement, Charlie.
Allons parler de sur ça. J'aime pas en parler parce que c'est pas bien. Mais dans tous les cas, c'est bien de célébrer le Veterans Day.
That's right. So if you know of a veteran, be sure to tell them thank them for their service, Charlie, because they're the reason why our country remains free today, for all our wonderful veterans. And we'll do a special salute, Charlie, on La Tasse Monday. In fact, all day long, we're going to ask people to call in the names of veterans alive or deceased, and we'll post them on our Facebook page and announce them on the radio as well. And every year, Charlie, it's been a tradition on KVPI, we always go to Mamou to help celebrate the big Veterans Day. And I know you've been there for many, many years. You remember going there many times, I'm sure.
Well, y'all going to go ahead and do the same thing, I'm sure.
Yes.
In the years past, Jim and I, we had it a routine going. Jim would assume the morning coverage in Mamou.
So you would go, back then you went all day then, basically.
Yeah, Jim would go in the mornings. And then I'd go in the afternoons.
And y'all would do live remote breaks?
Oh, direct from the American Legion home right there. And,
yes.
And down in the middle of town on this. And we've said it oftentimes, and believe me, it was true. La Poussière Volée, those bands would play such good French music to where people get all excited and they'd dance and they had a good time. But we had a good time, too.
Yeah.
On this, and they really knew how to celebrate it in those days. I don't know how it is today, but do they still have the French music dance?
No, they did away with that, and I wish they would bring it back. But they still have the parade, and then they have the public speaking and the special program at the Legion home. So that's still going on, Charlie. But I do remember for years and years they used to have the fair over there, and they used to have the French music and the big dance at the Legion Hall. I wish they would bring that back.
Oh, yeah. That was, like I said, that was my assignment in the afternoons. I covered so it was rain or shine for me. I'd go inside and set it up in my little corner on this over here, and they'd boogie with that. It was fun. We didn't know the time was flying by so fast on this. And it was a full day, though. But anyhow, I'll tell you what, Mark, I'm going to talk now about Bordelon's Home Furnishings.
Okay.
You know, Bordelon's Home Furnishings has three locations, and that means that three locations to better serve you. And to man these three locations, they got to have the personnel. And believe me, folks, you're going to meet up with some of the finest people you can ask for to do business with when you're going to deal at the Bordelon's Home Furnishings. For example, you go to the Marksville location, and you're going to meet up with Charlie Bordelon himself, the man himself, along with Chris Bordelon. And you're going to go to Crowley. You meet up with Barry Bordelon. And then and Jennings and Mr. Farrell Dupre is another. Comme je dis, c'est pas des bébés, ça. Là, c'est du monde. Tu connais comment satisfaire le monde. Parce qu'ils ont tout la marchandise, ça vous a peut-être gardé pour. Gardez ça en idée, vous allez voir sortir loin en avant, quand vous allez deal avec les vaillants personnels, les experts en Borderlands Home Furnishings, à Marksfield, à Crowley et à Jennings. Dites-les bonjour.
Charlie, it was 2 years ago today we had a special guest in our studio, and I think he still listens to us because he still calls us on La Tasse. Our friend from La France, Laurent. He, in fact, I have the picture on there. It was November 7th, 2 years ago in 2017. Laurent came visit us on La Tasse de Café, and he's a strong supporter of our French immersion program, and he still gives us a call from time to time. So, Laurent, if you're listening in, good morning to you from all of us here in South Louisiana and KVP.
C'est bonjour, Laurent. Comment
bonjour,
ça va?
Bonjour, exactement.
Let's get it done.
En français, oui.
À la France, ça parle en français.
Exactement.
Et dans la ville place, ça parle en français ou en anglais.
Franglais.
Et on est one way or the other. We going or coming.
There you go.
Je vais dire quelque chose, mon. C'est quelque chose qu'on apprécie beaucoup. C'est notre monde qui nous appelle de différentes places, comme Laurent et... On a Miss Penny, on a différentes personnes qui nous appellent. Et on ne parle pas du monde local, parce que le monde local, c'est proche une habitude avec nos ordres, ici à Londres. Je peux faire travailler dessus mon automobile à Bruxelles dans la semaine. Mm-hmm. Je peux voir un pogon et un de mes mécaniciens. Well, Charlie, on va se voir demain. Non, ça, on va se voir jeudi. Ou il dit peut-être vendredi aussi bien. Un des mécaniciens, là, de travailler tout ça. J'ai eu une malchance. J'avais été pour faire travailler sur le char de ma femme. Mm-hmm. Et on avait allé sur la gâchette, tu connais le petit taquet en dedans, là. Et pas rien qui arrivait, il n'était pas connecté. On ne pouvait pas ouvrir le hood.
Oh-oh.
Et tu connais qui? J'ai été 11 ans plus tard avec ça. Ça a cru, dans 2 minutes, je vais voir ça. Ça a pris 2 heures et demie de pour calculer comment ils ont ouvert le hood.
So they couldn't open it either.
It was like Fort Knox.
2 hours? Ça a travaillé 2 heures.
Et là, le mécanicien a eu pour faire un outil.
He had to make a special tool to open it?
Il y avait une petite craque à peu près 2 pouces. Puis ça, c'est tout ça que tu peux voir. Tu ne peux pas rentrer par en dessous ou pas en travers. Et si on peut voir, essayer de casser tout le devant de mon automobile.
Ah.
Écoute, c'était rendu sérieux de ce ça. Jusqu'à ils ont trouvé un papier. S'ils avaient donné un petit hint, comment peut-être trouver-le. Mais il a eu pour faire un outil.
Wow.
Ça, c'est pas le décadent à l'ouvrage, mais il a été... Et il l'a bien arrangé. Il a commencé à fouiller. C'est moyen comme quand le dentiste s'appelle essayer de fouiller pour attraper ta dent, tu connais. Il a fouillé ta dent, tendu une plaque. Écoute, c'est pas de des yeux, t'as grandi comme des grosses pièces. Il l'a essayé 3-4 fois et c'était juste disconnecté.
Oh.
T'es pas cassé.
It was just disconnected.
Il l'a essayé 3-4 fois. Il dit, allons l'essayer, c'était pour sur neuf. On a fermé le hood. Il dit, allons voir si ça va travailler. On a tout tenu notre souffle. Quand on est venu pour aller, on a allé la gâchette. Il l'a ouvert.
Oh, hot dog.
Ouf.
I bet you were happy.
Ça te fait vous souhaiter. Ça te fait apprécier du monde. Tu veux t'aider dans les salades. Et je vais te dire ça. C'est un de nos sponsors dessus le programme. C'est à Roy Motors.
Okay.
On va dire merci à notre bon ami là-bas. C'est pas juste un ou deux, non. Tout la bonne.
All right. T'es pas okay. Point call,
Charles. Oh, yeah. Et bonjour. Qui t'y parle?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Bonjour, madame.
Miss Penny.
It's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope. It is 15 degrees.
As for you.
15.
15 degrees compared to 59 degrees here.
Oh, wow. But from what Mark is saying there, y'all are fixing to get hit with some pretty frosty weather yourselves, huh?
Yes. Mark set up a pipeline. He's sucking up some of your cool air from the north.
Keep it over there.
Oh, I think the whole United States is going to be in for a shock and wishing they'd listen to some more tips about how to stay warm. So, but, yeah, it's different down there, though, because y'all aren't really geared for that kind of cold, huh?
No,
ma'am.
Not at all.
Not at all. But we make do. We put the pots on the fire, and we cook us a gumbo, and we stay warm.
Oh, that sounds so good this morning. Say, I think I've got a goose report from my friend Josh. He's a big hunter who works over at the Safeway in the produce department. But when he's not working, he is goose and duck hunting anyway. And I think that's why the geese are all going in a different direction every time I open the front door, because they have just been cleaning up on the geese and the ducks, and it's been a really good hunting season for them. He said they had one or two geese that they had killed that dressed out at 4.5 pounds.
Whoa, my goodness. That make a meal.
I think so. He was really, I'm not all that familiar with how much one would weigh, but by the time you clean a bird, you know, there's not a whole lot left there. But I guess they're really fat this year and have been eating good during the summertime, wherever they've been spending their summers.
Well, they're a lot fatter over there than they are over here because they don't have to travel that far.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. I guess once they get there, they're pretty well worn out. But, yeah, he was really proud of himself. And he has a semi-automatic shotgun. And I said, how do you afford the shells for that? That's like being a trap shooter. So I had to give it up. I'm too poor to be a trap shooter now. Also, next season is going really, really well. And two or three friends have already made their tags on the elk, and everybody is bragging about who got the biggest one. But the main talk around here are all the grizzly bears who have almost eaten the hunters. So we're having a tremendous bear season this year, and there's been grizzly bear reported within 2 miles of Dillon.
Oh.
Wow, that close.
Uh-oh.
Well, I've been wondering because I've had deer in the yard, and up at the cemetery, there's been quite a few deer up there. I mean, I saw some 10-pointers and 12-pointers up at the cemetery 3 days ago. And so they're hiding out because, you know, you can't hunt them there. But I think that as soon as the deer start coming in that close to town and coming into my yard, but the grizzly bear are not too far behind. So but they're extremely active this year, and people are really having some scares.
They're going to be able to develop some new subdivisions in Billings.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if one knocks on the window here, he can have the house. I'll be right out the front door in my truck and down the road. I'm scared of bears.
Well, I don't think I'd trust one.
Is there a lot of deer around your neck of the woods?
Oh, yes, a lot of deer. Like I said, I've had them in my yard all week long, so they've been headed towards town. But we've got some beautiful deer here, so...
Is that the whitetails like we have here, or I think they're a different breed, huh?
They're two different varieties. I do know that we have the whitetail, and off the top of my head, I can't think of the other one. But whitetail is more what they're after, so... But, yeah, there's all kinds of wildlife around here, and it's not that far away. But the ones that I've seen when I was driving out to the cemetery, there was a whole bunch. There's one farmhouse off to the side of the road before you get there. And when I looked over in the yard, the whole yard was full of deer as well. So, you know, you worry about them jumping out in front of your vehicle. I am not wood, one of the few people up here who has not hit a critter, so... But a lot of people hit deer here on the highway and on the interstate.
But you know, Miss Penny, for a long time I wondered, especially the trucks and SUVs, people from Texas, especially West Texas, they all had some grill protectors on that. on their vehicles.
Really, everybody here does, too. So it's just a way of life. I don't have one on my truck, and I wish that I did, because when you look at the front grill on a Dodge Ram, they're just plastic.
But they're all plastic.
You could make one out of Legos, and it'd be better condition than that. But all farm and ranch trucks have the grill protectors. That's a big, big deal here. So,
well, I'll tell you what, if you were listening, just I was saying a few minutes ago about my grill on my wife's Terrain. It's all plastic.
Oh, yeah.
And then we even went as far as contacting General Motors. And do you know that General Motors said no, they would not accept responsibility for this? And even called my insurance company, and they wouldn't budge either on this, unless it's an accident. It's like I told a lady. I said, I happen to have a sledgehammer, and my hands are all greasy. And that sledgehammer just finally just it flew out of my hands, and it busted up my grill. The lady laughed.
Pure accident. And why would I lie about a thing like that, right?
They were. You know what?
You got to have them. I mean, they're just not made the same anymore. Vehicles.
Yeah.
I remember when my dad was doing all the body repair and all that sort of thing. I mean, you could take a sledgehammer from the inside out and straighten out a vehicle. And now it would just tear it to pieces.
You don't have to steal anymore in your car. But I wondered and I questioned all of this. And they told me if you'd travel West Texas, you'd have one too, because there's too many deer that flies across the highways.
Oh yeah, but that actually doesn't protect you all that well. I mean, the scariest part is when they come into the cab with you. You know,
whoa.
So I know many people who will tell you one story after another about how the deer got in there and they got punctured and gored and it can just make a mess. And one of the worst stories I ever heard was a guy who hit a great big owl. And it came into the cab with him. And I guess it was quite the ordeal until he got pulled over and stopped and gave the owl the truck.
Well, I guess so. But we've heard of horses here, or even hogs have come in to meet the people inside the vehicles. But never any owls or any deer around here.
Well, people just speed down the road, don't pay any attention. It's just like driving out to the cemetery and seeing that yard full of deer. All they've got to do is make one hop, and they're right in the road with you. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I saw people, you know, they were almost mad at me for driving 25, 30 miles an hour out there, wanting to drive 60 miles an hour on that country road, and they're going to be the first ones that connect with the deer. So,
yeah.
But they got to have better insurance than I do. My insurance can't afford to hit anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have the deer problem here. You go just north of Ville Platte in the Chico Park area, that highway that goes through there. We haven't been in the insurance business at one time. We had several claims that would around this time of the year about car meets deer on the middle of the highway.
Yeah, over and over and over. I have one girlfriend who's hit four deer in the last, I guess, probably 10 years. So.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's always at dusk, and it's like, okay, after I hit the first two at dusk, I think I'd quit driving at dusk.
I guess so, yeah. Oh, well.
She's old like I am. She has no place to go. But now people have to go up to Butte and go to the Walmart. So I have not set foot in a Walmart in over 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Would not.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Well, listen, you stay warm. Keep your cummies all on so you don't get cold.
Oh, I'm very cozy. Everyone have a blessed day. Au revoir.
Au revoir to you, too. Good.
Thank you, Miss Penny. 363-2124 is our number. And let's hear a message now for a great Louisiana product, Prairie Roan Rice. Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan Rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years. and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan rice, from our farm to your table. All right, be sure to ask your grocer by name for Prairie Roan rice. Once you try it, you'll find out, just like a lot of your friends and neighbors have, they've switched over to Prairie Roan rice. You can taste the difference. Once you try it, you'll never go back to your old rice. So ask for it by name at your local grocery. They can get it for you. Prairie Roan rice. Charlie,
Let's go to Lakeview Park and Beach.
Okay.
Now, this Saturday, coming up, November the 9th, Travis Mott and the Kingpins will be in the barn starting at 9 p.m. Now, next Saturday following, November the 16th, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners are going to be in the barn starting at 9 o'clock. The tickets are $10, and the campers get 2 free tickets, of course. Come out and support your local musicians. Lakeview Park and Beach is located about 3 miles north of Eunice on Highway 13, and they offer you up to 95 full camper sites with the green space between each one. Now, these spaces include the free local channels and complimentary Wi-Fi. There's a playground for the kids, a 13-acre fishing lake stocked with the bream, the bass, and the perch, if you enjoy that. Now, you come in and spend a great weekend at Lakeview Park and Beach. Call 457-2881 or visit their website at lvpark.com.
All right, Charlie, good place to go have a good time with your friends right there at Lakeview Park between Mamou and Eunice. And on a peu près 15 minutes, 15 minutes before 9 o'clock, sur la tasse de café pour jeudi matin, 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving Day. The holidays are approaching very, very quickly. And as Charlie mentioned, Monday is a big holiday, too. It's Veterans Day. So be sure, let's honor our veterans. Let's salute our veterans for what they've done to keep our country free. And while we wait for another phone call, on va écouter notre message pour Evangeline Bank and Trust.
When it's time for you to do your banking, do you come up a teller short and with a lack of service? If so, you need a new bank. Choose Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. They make it easier for you to make that deposit, cash that check, make a withdrawal, or even make a loan payment. They have tellers you can talk to anytime, get a smile, and help answer your questions. Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, locally owned and operated since 1907. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hometown Community Bank, Evangeline Bank.
TheRealBank.com.
We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
All right. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you one thing, that pecan pie sure smells
good.
It
smells delicious, Charlie.
But I'll tell you one thing that would give it a heck of a race, and I'd have a heck of a time deciding, because we're talking about the Pizza Shack.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about something that is a delicious. Now, that's a meal the Pizza Shack will serve you. Their famous pizzas are all homemade, and I'll believe you one thing. They do all of their ingredients themselves. They have signature sauces. They're made fresh daily. And their one-of-a-kind dough is always made from scratch. So you're guaranteed you're going to have a fresh pizza. Nothing that's outdated or nothing like this over here. You're going to get the freshest possible. And you're going to enjoy the company that you're going to enjoy, your friends and your relatives or whomever you meet there. And one thing for sure, the coldest beer in town is available at the Pizza Shack. Tony and Elaine Parity want to guarantee you that they're there to satisfy your appetite. Go out and enjoy yourself. Have fun any day of the week. Believe me, I've gone different days of the week and I have enjoyed it different days of the week. So there's not one particular day that you can enjoy pizza. You can enjoy it every day if you go by at the Pizza Shack, 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas. Their phone number, 337-948-4838.
And you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, at Tim Oyage, because I know for a fact that Charlie Manuel enjoys the pizza himself over there.
And I couldn't right now, too. I wouldn't pass it up for nothing.
A special testimony about how good Mark, those pizzas are over there.
You present a Pizza Shack pizza here, I might disappear and leave you by yourself here. That would be bad.
They're that good, huh?
Oh. Huh? Great.
Do you have a personal favorite? What kind of pizza do you order when you and Miss Loretta go over there, Charlie?
The Everything.
It's called the name. The Everything?
The Everything.
I mean, they load everything on there?
Oh, believe me. Ooh. Then they have the Ferdy Special. That's not too bad either. They got, believe me, they got a lineup and a half.
Okay.
And especially if the kids, you know, children love the pepperoni and cheese. So yeah. They can have that too. They got all kinds of recipes that they can offer you over there. Don't take my word for it, folks.
Find out for yourself.
Hey, you're going to take my word for it. I'm enjoying it. You don't know what you're missing.
Okay, give us a call. Sur la tasse de café, c'est jeudi matin. We'd love to hear from you en français ou en anglais sur KVPI. And while we wait for another call, let's hear another message for the good folks over at Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. The staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497. All right, so go by and visit with the friendly folks over at Blake's Pharmacy the next time you need to fill that prescription, and I promise you, they'll take good care of you, Charlie. T'as un autre message pour nous autres?
Oh, mais probablement, on n'a pas personne sur la ligne.
No, sir.
Mais si on n'a pas personne sur la ligne, on peut charger pour Monsieur Robert Perron. Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service, ici, à la Villeplatte. Lui, il est dans le business depuis dans 1977. Let you do the math on that. It's been a few years since he's been in that business. And believe me, he's not only a good plumber, he's a good baker besides that too, Mark. No hints involved in this over here, but that is the truth. We've tasted his bakery.
Yeah, he's brought some stuff here.
Oh, yeah. But he can take care of your problems when it comes down to plumbing. Besides that, he can do the plumbing repairs. He can change out fixtures for you, give you free estimates, and if you have an old sink that's giving you some problems, don't scratch your head. Just dial the phone, call Robert. Robert will take care of that for you. You won't have to worry about it anymore. Call Robert at 363-5874. 363-5874. And incidentally, Robert is a master plumber. I don't know if you knew this, but a master plumber, he's got his license number 636. Call Robert, and you're going to get professional help when he goes out there.
How do you say a plumber in French, Charlie? If you're a personne de la France and you wanted to call Robert Perron, comment tu dis un plumber en français?
Un plumber?
Is that same word?
Oh,
you need the book. You're pointing it.
Wait, c'est besoin de l'aide, là. I don't know why, Mark. He's going to put it here. All right, remote, on the parcela, on the, where are we going, in the PL, eh?
Right.
PU, oh boy, Mr. G, in the, prochain dia un plombeau. Blumber.
Uh-huh.
Blumber.
Same thing?
English.
Okay.
Yep, that's what it says.
Okay, let me ask you another question, another French lesson, Charlie. A foot is un pied, right?
Uh-huh.
A thigh is un hanche.
Uh-huh.
What is the calf? How do you say the calf in French? Pintivo. Don't even go there.
A key?
A calf. You know the calf on your leg, the lower part of your... Don't start on me.
Non, jari.
Is that what it is?
C'est dans jari.
So the calf is a jari?
No, it's in part of it. You see if we can maybe...
I've heard that word before.
Well, yeah, but le jari makes a good soup.
Now, a little baby cow is a calf, and ça c'est comme un tivo.
Yeah.
That's but I wonder, for the human being, the human body, there's the thigh and there's the calf. And the knee is un genou, right?
Yeah.
And what's the calf?
C'est pas un chivo. No. Let's see. The calf of the leg is what you want to know?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, directly from the book. Le gros de la jambe. Le gros de la jambe.
The calf is le gros de la jambe?
It makes sense, yeah. It's the big of the leg.
But the thigh is much bigger than the calf.
Yeah, but you're talking about the bottom part of the leg.
Right. And that's called le gros?
The calf and the thigh are two separate pieces.
Right, right.
Okay.
And the thigh is the bigger, much bigger part of the leg, in my opinion, and that's called the hanche.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's in French, the literal translation, it's the big of the leg. Le gros de la jambe.
It says here, a note, not to be confused with le gros de cuisse, which is the thigh.
So they don't use the word hanche either?
No. But le gros de la cuisse, that's your thigh, la hanche. Or le gros de la
cuisse, that's a drumstick, isn't it? I don't consider our leg a drumstick, huh?
Well, I'm giving you there. Ooh, on peut dire taureau.
And is it cuisse or a treese? I've heard it both ways. With a T or with a C?
This is C.
Okay.
And cuisse.
Okay.
Mais nous autres les cajuns,
I've heard treese also.
Mais nous autres les cajuns, on dit treese.
Yes, yes.
Ça, c'est notre mot du jour à nous autres.
Right, right.
Les Cajuns, ça présente leurs paroles aux autres mêmes, c'est ça. Et là, si tu n'es pas satisfait avec tout ça, tu peux dire le veau ou un taureau. Ça, c'est calf.
Yeah, you're right. We won't go there.
Oh non. On va quitter ça tranquille.
And I'll call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Charlie.
Yes, sir.
This is Ray Duplessin.
Hi, Ray.
Mark was talking about the haunch. I thought the haunch was the hip.
You might be right. So what do you call a thigh?
Me, I call it a thigh. But I don't know, Mark.
So you're right. You're saying the haunch is the hip.
The haunch is the hip, as far as I know.
Okay. You might be right. You might be right.
Maybe someone else can comment on it.
Okay. Thanks again for calling, Ray.
All right, buddy. All right,
appreciated. Bye.
Okay, 363-2124. And I just kicked it. So if you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call here at KVPI.
Let's see. I'm trying to find a word for you. Think. Je connais pas si ça le mis dans ça là.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm looking, Mark. thick-headed. Don't know. Je passe en la tête dure. Ça pense ça. Yeah. Okay. Don't find thigh in here. We get thick, but
no thigh. So we'll worry about. We'll get that tomorrow. We'll do some extra we'll study and we'll try to
more
find
more researching. Yeah,
exactly.
No, on a pas la parole right là. Wait a minute. Cuisse. I found it. La cuisse.
The thigh?
Yeah.
So what's the haunch? So that's the hip?
You said the thigh is a cuisse. Le jarret. Or that of a mutton is the gigot.
Gigot and the jarret.
And in case of a fowl, cuisse refers to the drumstick.
I've heard that.
The thigh et le gros de la cuisse. Gros de la cuisse.
Okay, now so, we know.
I'll close my book on that. And I have some business to attend to here.
Yes, sir.
H2O Pools and Supplies says it's time to winterize your pool for the fall and winter months. Bring in a sample of your pool water to H2O Pools and Supplies so they can help you close your pool properly. Now drain that equipment and cover it, or run your pump and your motor weekly to keep the equipment in working condition. Now, in case you have a freeze, run the pump and the motor during the freeze, or drain the equipment and lines to keep from freezing and cracking. And if you need assistance, call H2O Pools and Supplies and Eunice at 542-6999. 546. We'll get it straight. 546-6999. That's the one in Eunice. We'll repeat it again. 546-6999. Now, they open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or come by at 330 North CC Duso in Eunice. Or here in Villeplad, you can call it 363-6729. H2O Pools and Supplies, your exclusive dealer for Pro Team Supreme. Okay? I know what. And she good the coffee.
Good to the, they call that good to the last drop.
Good to the last drop. Because it clears my throat up so I can talk about Epic Insurance right now.
Okay.
Epic Insurance is everybody's personal insurance center. And that's Epic Insurance in Mamou. If your future, as you know, is never clear, Epic Insurance is there to help you out with it on this. Epic Insurance is owned and operated by Bridget Beaufort at 508 6th Street in Mamou, downtown Mamou. She can cover any and all insurance need that you want. Be sure to contact her. Give her the details, and she is going to get that policy ready for you. Call Bridget at 468-EPIC, 468-3742. She has the license, and she'll stand behind you. Everyone's personal insurance at 506 6th Street in Mamou.
Et ça, c'est tout, Charlie.
Et c'est tout fini, mon ami. On a passé notre temps bien. On a eu un vrai bon temps. On a discuté des différentes choses. Et on va dire ça ici. Merci, bon Dieu, pour aujourd'hui. Et on va souhaiter vous avoir joindre encore demain matin pour la tasse de café. Aujourd'hui, le programme a été fait possible au travers de Blake's Pharmacy, Pizza Shack, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Robert Perron Plumbing, Lakeview Park, Evangeline Bank and Trust, Prairie Roan Rice, H2O Pools and Supplies, Perry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Bearwood Furniture Center, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, and the Ville Platte Transmissions, LLC. Jusqu'à demain matin. Que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Yeah, merci, Charlie. And thank you, everybody, for listening in to La Tasse de Café pour un jeudi matin. Stay tuned for classic country music with Cheryl on KVPI 1050, The Legend. And we've got Jacob with his morning show coming up right here on 92.5. Have a wonderful day, everybody.